Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
There might be a new meme stock on the block. Shares of Trump Media, DJT, up 40% in the first day of trading, surging again today. Our Deirdre Bosa taking a look at the new wave of meme stocks in today's Tech Check. Morning, Deirdre.
Good morning. That's right. So this new class has arrived. We don't know how long it's going to last, but the most divorced from fundamentals has got to be, by a long shot, DJT. Trump Media and Technology Group closed yesterday at a market cap of nearly $8 billion. It's up another nearly 20% today. There's newly public Reddit as well, up nearly 70% from its IPO price, but volatile, as meme stocks are, down 12% today. But as a whole, those two stocks really underscore a market that is increasingly driven by momentum and retail investors. Like the last meme stock wave of 2021, though, buyers beware. Reddit's price-to-sales multiple is now higher than that of other more profitable social media names, Meta, Snap, Pinterest. And at the same time, it hasn't gotten so out of hand that it has surpassed Nvidia, which I'm just showing here as a benchmark for a momentum stock that is driven by fundamentals, not calling it a meme stock by any means. Now look at what happens when you add DJT to the mix. This is a very unique meme stock. So this next screen, you're seeing that it has just $3.4 million in sales for the first 9 months of the year, giving it a price to sales multiple of more than 2,000 times. So that obviously blows the others out of the water, even Nvidia, and you can barely even see them in this chart. That's how kind of divorced from reality it has become. As the saying goes, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So do just want to show you what happened to the former meme boom and bust. There's GameStop, of course, probably the most famous. At its height, it had a market cap of more than $20 billion. Today, that's less than $5 billion. BlackBerry hit some $14 billion at its peak, has fallen to less than $2 billion. Bed Bath & Beyond in 2021 saw a market cap of nearly $6.5 billion. Today, zero. It is in bankruptcy. Now, the other very important lesson from that era, though, is that it is extremely risky to bet against stocks with this kind of momentum. Investors can and have gotten short squeezed. So even though the fundamentals behind DJT do not back up that valuation, it can keep going up. Even on the Wall Street Bets subreddit, users are poking fun at its rise. One writing, pump and Trump. Another comment reads, there are Waffle House locations with more revenue in a month than Truth Social had in an entire year. Still though, guys, it moves higher, especially as some previously buzzy trades, they begin to look a little bit tired. This may be connected. Take Nvidia, it's up some 80% this year. We know that well. But with GTC, its big conference behind us, and no clear catalysts in the near future, retail investors, they might start shifting their attention to these new hype stocks. They could keep going higher, guys. But like we said, it's very, very difficult to call the top here when it all turns around.
Dee, what's the history like of trying to short names like this? I know you said it's usually or can be punitive. S3's got some data on just how expensive it would be to carry a short.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking at that S3 data as well. And this is, you know, just as important as it is to highlight the fact that these valuations are divorced from fundamentals. Just because they are doesn't mean that you can make money off them. SPAC short sellers lost nearly $160 million on paper in 2024. And now DJT is the most expensive U.S. stock to bet against. Let me give you some other stats. Over $100 million of short interest, according to S3 data. And, you know, there's loyalty behind these names, and that can last for a very long time. I know I gave you the examples from the last boom and bust, but before that bust happened, some short sellers were caught flat-footed.
Meme-like volatility might be returning to some parts of the market. Reddit and Trump Media, two of the big movers today. So could this signal a new wave of meme stocks? Deirdre Bosa takes a closer look in today's Tech Check. Dee?
So, Julia, yes, this is a new wave. The old meme stocks, they aren't back by any means. But what it underscores is a market increasingly driven by momentum and retail investors, One, though, is not like the other. Let's take Reddit first. Its price-to-sales multiple is now higher than that of other more profitable social media names, Meta, Snap, Pinterest. At the same time, it hasn't gotten so out of hand that it has surpassed NVIDIA, which I'm just showing you here as a benchmark for a momentum stock driven by fundamentals, not a meme stock. Now look what happens when you add DJT to the mix. On this next screen that you're looking at now, it has just $3.4 million in sales for the first 9 months of a year, giving it a price-to-sales multiple of more than 2,000. That blows anything else out of the water, even NVIDIA, and you can barely even see them on this chart, guys. So when I say one is not like the other, we're at meme levels, but DJT is in a league of its own.
So Deirdre, break this down for us. What counts or qualifies as a meme stock? Is it just about the volatility? Is it trading volumes? Because I was there on the floor reporting on the Reddit IPO last week, and at first it didn't look like it was going to be a meme stock. It went up, but it wasn't necessarily in meme territory.
So it has to have momentum, like you said, volatility, divorced from fundamentals, as I pointed out with those valuations, and maybe importantly, it has to be a topic on the Wall Street Bets subreddit. So I was looking through some of the comments this morning on DJT in particular, and you had users saying, pump and Trump. Another one said, there are Waffle House locations with more revenue in a month than Truth Social had in an entire year, which is like interesting, guys, because they're very aware of how ridiculous this is. There was even a user that posted the financials of DJT, and the other said, get out of here. We don't like to talk about fundamentals. That's not what we do in here.
You know, I find there's a delicious irony in the DJ Trump valuation on a week where the valuation of his properties has been such a headline issue. Here is a valuation that is so outlandish where Donald Trump, didn't talk up the valuation. The market pushed the valuation that high. The branding, the brand value of Trump pushed the valuation that high. He didn't do it per se.
Tyler, it's a SPAC also, right? Didn't we learn this lesson in 2021 that the incentives, particularly in the SPAC structure, need to be looked at very, very closely? But let me also say this. So there's a word of warning. Yes, these are divorced from reality. And yes, the meme stocks of 2021 are nowhere near those peak valuations. But it's also very, very dangerous to short these stocks, even if you know that they don't make any sense. Take this number. SPAC short sellers, they lost nearly $160 million on paper in 2024 so far. So even though we can say all of these things doesn't have any basis in fundamentals, they can keep going higher longer than investors can remain liquid or remain solvent.
I will go out on a limb here and say that if you buy DJT today at, what is it, 66 a share, something like that? I didn't see the last quote there. If you buy it at 66.50 a share today, if we come back and check in 6 months or a year, I don't think it'll be 66 a share. It'll be lower.
I'm not sure either, but Tyler, I don't know. These things don't make any sense.
Yeah.
So they can keep going for a long time.
Yeah, no, that's not to say that it might not be 266 in between then.
Yeah, exactly.
It could easily be. Could easily be.
Sounds like unpredictability is another hallmark of these stocks.
Yeah.
Yes. And short squeezing.
That's
also another trait.
Thanks very much, Dee Boso.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.